It is day one of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord at the Filmmakers Lounge at the Whiskey Jar on the downtown mall with the film festival happening all around me. And right in front of me is John Harris, screenwriter, also on the Film Festival Advisory Board. We'll talk about that for a minute. But you wrote a play called... A play. Listen to me. You wrote a short film called Bernie and Rebecca, which is screening with Lost in Paris Sunday at 2:30 in the Colbert Theater. You just told me you haven't seen Lost in Paris yet, so
it'll
be a treat for you as well. But your film, Bernie and Rebecca, is a short film, a little romance paired with Lost in Paris. Tell me about Bernie and Rebecca first, and then tell me about your long career as a screenwriter.
Well, Bernie and Rebecca is a short film, and it's really about two folks who have a first date, and it turns into the experience of the lifetime. And I don't know if you know anybody who's had a first date, and they talk about, and they really hit it off, and they talk about how wonderful it would be to get married and have the perfect life, the two children, the dog, the white picket fence in the suburbs. And unfortunately, most of the time, that perfect life turns out to be an imperfect life. Mm. Well, Bernie and Rebecca kind of flip it around. They have their date. They imagine what it would be like together, and they end up imagining the imperfect life, which maybe could possibly turn out to be the perfect life.
Interesting. A little twist. So this is your second film as a screenwriter. You were telling me before we began recording, screenwriting is something that you've taken up later in life after an already successful career.
Right. I actually went to the University of Virginia, was a accounting major at the Commerce School, and had about a 28-year career in private equity. I was the CFO of a major private equity firm. Finished that part of my life up and did what I always wanted to do, which was to write. And I know you're a writer, and one thing writers can do is find excuses not to write.
Well, absolutely. For decades, in some cases.
Decades. Yeah. And so I did everything to say, I'm going to eliminate all the excuses not to write. And I sort of thought, if not, when? So I've written several short scripts. Two of them have now been produced into short films. And I'm writing features, written five feature scripts, which I'm now rewriting and rewriting.
Sure.
And my goal is to have one of those turn into an independent feature film.
That's fantastic. So for people who are listening in, say, wait a second. This guy just started writing a few years ago. Yeah. How does that happen? How did you get your films produced?
Well, I produced the first one myself.
That's a great way to do it.
And that was a great way to do it. And I work with Paul Wagner, who's a Charlottesville-based director. He directed the film. Paul's an Academy Award-winning director.
Yeah, podcast listeners can't see me nodding my head. Paul Wagner's an old friend of the festival and an old friend of mine.
Just a class act.
He really is.
And so he directed Playing Through. But the second film, Bernie and Rebecca, is one that I did not produce. A editor from Hollywood by the name of Melissa Kinn, who's very talented, had set a goal to have her directing debut with a short film. And we got connected, and she said, I love the script and would love to produce it and direct it and edit it. And that's how it came about.
So how did you get connected with an editor and burgeoning director from Hollywood?
Well, I had put the screenplay into several festivals and screenplay contests, and it had done very well. It won several. And she, at the same time, was in Hollywood looking for a short script to produce. And it was through a mutual, or actually through one of the festivals that I had my film and or script in, that she asked for the best scripts out of there, and somebody sent it to her from the Canadian Short Screenplay Festival, and she called me out of the blue and said, I love your script and I want to make it.
That's fantastic. So UVA graduate, years of working in equity and finance, and now you're a successful Hollywood screenwriter. You've got the second home in Malibu. You go everywhere in a limousine.
Yeah, not quite.
I've
financed my lifestyle through my previous career, not through my writing career, but it's been a lot of fun. And we've been to a lot of great festivals.
Mm-hmm.
The film has been in about 30 festivals, and we've been around the world with it. And
Bernie and Rebecca has been. And have you been to all those festivals?
We've gone to quite a few. We were in the Edinburgh Film Festival which in Scotland, which was wonderful. We were just out in L.A. Shorts, which is an Oscar-qualifying festival. Yeah. We've been in several in Florida, including the Fort Lauderdale Festival, Miami Shorts. And so it's really been well-received around the country and internationally as well.
So everybody should come see Bernie and Rebecca. It is screening with Lost in Paris at 2:30 at the Clover Theater on Sunday, 2:30 on Sunday, after the film festival. Will people be able to see this? Do you have a website or a YouTube channel or something out there?
Well, we have a website, BernieandRebecca.com.
BernieandRebecca.com.
Right. And we're still finishing up some of the festivals. And as you know, festivals really prefer that the film not be available online
Vimeo. Yes.
And so we're going to honor all our commitments.
But this is a podcast that will live forever.
That's right. So I think hopefully by maybe the end of the first quarter of 2017, we will have completed our festival run, and then we will try to figure out a way for a broader audience to see it over the web.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. So, you, as I mentioned in passing, you're also on the Film Festival Advisory Board. That's why I have to speak slowly.
That's right.
How did that come about? How long have you been on it, and what do you do? What does an advisory board do?
Well, I've been on the board about 6 years, and when Jody came to Charlottesville, Jody Kilbasa, mm-hmm. our director, we became friends. We got introduced, and he asked me to join the board, which has been a real thrill to meet some of the people and get to know some of the fellow board members. It really is an outstanding group of people.
Now, was that before your first film was produced?
That was before the first film was produced. That's right. He knew I was writing and working to produce a film, and we just became social friends, and that led to joining the film festival. And what I try to do is a little different. I mean, there's some folks with Academy Awards and great accomplishments that are on our board. I tried to help Jody locally here, which we've expanded the base of people supporting the festival. That's one role of the board members. But as you look down the program and some mm-hmm. of the films that are here, it's really been through Jody and his team's hard work, but also working together with the board members to be able to get films like La La Land or Loving. And it really does take some of the relationships and connections that this advisory board has, and they're phenomenal, and they go out of their way to work hard to make this the best festival they can. And it's a real asset that Jody and the Film Festival team has.
Well, thank you very much for coming by. Thank you for talking about your film and for telling us a little bit about the inner workings of the advisory board and the film festival. The film one last time is Bernie and Rebecca. It screens before Lost in Paris Sunday at 2:30 in the Cobra Theater. And you should go see it. You should all go see it. But if you're listening to this podcast after Sunday, they can find out more about the film at BernieandRebecca.com. And John Harris, the writer, and you're gonna keep at it. You're writing more things. You're writing feature films. We're definitely going to see you back here at the Film Festival.
Absolutely.
And I hope that we get to talk to you again.
Sean, really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, John. Thank you for being here.